That is a really heavy announcement. Cisco has announced a significant restructuring, involving the reduction of approximately 4,000 global jobs. It marks one of the company's largest layoffs in recent years.
It's a stark contrast, yet this decision coincides with the reporting of record quarterly revenue. It illustrates a growing trend in the technology sector, where financial performance and workforce contraction occur simultaneously.
That really illustrates the shift. The core thesis driving this move is a strategic pivot toward artificial intelligence. We are moving from growth at all costs to prioritizing profitability and efficiency.
The leadership argues that efficiency is paramount for long-term sustainability. By streamlining the workforce, Cisco aims to redirect resources toward high-growth areas, specifically AI infrastructure, software, and proprietary models.
The CEO has designated spending on AI as a non-negotiable priority. Investing heavily in AI capabilities is essential to maintaining a competitive edge in a market where AI defines the future of networking.
Consequently, legacy infrastructure and traditional networking roles are deemed less critical as AI-driven automation assumes many functions. The restructuring involves three main components: infrastructure modernization, where older systems are replaced with AI-ready platforms.
That's where talent reallocation comes in, where employees are encouraged to transition into AI-focused roles or exit if their skills do not align with the new direction. And efficiency gains, where automation tools replace manual tasks to reduce the need for large administrative teams.
This strategy suggests that while the company's financial health appears robust, the human cost is significant. It raises questions about the sustainability of such growth models and whether revenue gains truly translate to long-term stability for employees.
This situation reflects a broader industry trend where tech companies are increasingly prioritizing profit margins over aggressive expansion. However, this implementation faces skepticism.
Critics argue that cutting jobs while reporting record revenue can be viewed as a method to maximize stock value rather than fostering a healthy, sustainable corporate culture.
There is growing anxiety among workers regarding the AI bubble, where companies bet heavily on AI adoption without guaranteeing job security. As companies integrate AI, the required skill sets change rapidly.
Employees who do not upskill quickly may find themselves on the chopping block, creating a high-pressure environment where continuous learning is required for organizational survival.
For Cisco, this restructuring is a declaration of intent to bet on AI-driven networking solutions. For the broader tech industry, it serves as a cautionary tale regarding strategic prioritization during the transition to an AI-first economy.
Investors are closely monitoring whether this revenue growth can justify the human cost. Consumers and enterprise clients will also observe how these changes impact service delivery and innovation speed.
Ultimately, the narrative highlights the high stakes and difficult choices businesses face when navigating the transition to an AI-first economy.
While financial metrics appear impressive, the human element remains a critical factor in determining the long-term success and reputation of the company.
We just need to see if they can balance it all.
The industry will soon reveal if this strategy can deliver on its promises without compromising the well-being of its workforce.